Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, breaking news out of the NFL. It's not the kind of news that we've been talking about lately. No one got franchise tagged. No one got signed. No one got traded. No one got fired. Instead, one of the faces of the NFL got busted in a prostitution sting. Here's John Lopez with the latest. Fill the people in on the details. Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been flat out busted, and this thing's going to get very messy.
Worth $6 billion, he has been charged and an arrest warrant issued regarding two counts of solicitation of prostitution with at a massage parlor in Florida that has been under investigation for apparently 8 months. There's video, including body cam video and other video of Kraft apparently reportedly in this place. It involved prostitutes who were brought from China, promised work visas, but forced into a human prostitution ring, and they have been intimidated not to speak to law enforcement and immigration officials. And I continue to include that when I reset here, because that is incredible. It's something that is obviously at the forefront of a lot of the news these days. 77-year-old Kraft charged with those two counts of soliciting another to commit prostitution. And the police chief, Daniel Kerr, said he is, quote, stunned, as is everybody else, when he saw Kraft's name as one of the people who frequented the place.
Stunned? I was a 1 on the 10 scale of stunned. This guy's a dirty old man.
And this place is, by all accounts, a pretty low-level prostitution ring, a sleazy prostitution ring, if you will, where the cost of per visit for the services is $59 or $79 per hour. Kraft was driven to the spa by a chauffeur. It was about most recently 1 month ago, so during the NFL playoffs. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in the operation, including Homeland Security, the IRS, the Jupiter Police Department, Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, and a lot more. They operated out of local spas. The human traffickers opened these spas and touted themselves as massage parlor.
And you know what I do as soon as something legal happens. You know who I reach out to.
You call your guy.
I hit my guy up, and we're going to have him on next week. Mm-hmm. My man, F. Lee Bailey.
F. Lee Bailey will talk about
F. Lee Bailey of the O.J. Simpson trial. He's been disbarred from two states since then, but he'd already had a good career. And he's been known to drink a scotch or two. Asked him how he was doing the other day. He said he was in the pink.
Whatever that means.
Didn't know what that meant. Looked it up. I guess it is an OG term, but I'm not sure if he meant it the OG ways. But F. Lee Bailey's going to join In the Loop next week, and we're going to see what he thinks about the legal ramifications of this whole Robert Kraft thing. Mm-hmm. We'll get the latest there from Robert Kraft. Someone brought up a good point, and shout out to the loophole that brought this up. Do you think maybe Tom Brady regrets kissing him on the lips after the Super Bowl victory now?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a yes or no question, J-Lo.
I don't know. I would say maybe. Here's the other part I mentioned. You know, I think at minimum, and I hate to go straight to football when this is being done and these women have been brought basically enslaved and such, but we do try to cover everything here. At minimum, he's going to be suspended, presuming that he's found guilty, and that's a big presumption. We're trying to stay fair here. But let's say he does get convicted or whatever it is. He's suspended at least a year. I will say this again.
If there's underage girls involved, he's
I was
done.
Going to say, at some point, we're going to find out the ages of these women who were brought over.
You don't think the HR department was strong with this
they
establishment?
They weren't requiring them to show birth certificates. We're going to find out the ages, and if there were underage women involved here, he's done. I mean, I don't think it's beyond reasonable to say he is done. They're going to force him to either sell the franchise or whatever, you know, just to eliminate himself from the organization altogether. I also find it hard to believe, and maybe this is a bit of a too much of a leap here. I find it hard to believe that he didn't know this place. First of all, he knew it was illegal, but he didn't know that there were some questionable things going on with the women involved in terms of as they've mentioned, the human trafficking and forcing them into this. Maybe that's just, you know, too big of a leap to say right now, but I find it hard to believe myself.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. And again, he's going to have the best defense possible, so you know how that goes. But it's going to be interesting, to say the very least. We're actually going to hear from the sheriffs probably in 10 minutes. So we'll hear from the people making the bringing the charges against this Rain, as well as Mr. Kraft, probably in about 10 minutes. Day 4 of Clowney Watch is upon us. Texans still haven't franchise tagged J.D. Clowney. Our own Clint Sterner says that he wouldn't even bring Clowney back if it were up to him.
When you say Clowney, I just, to this day, I do not think of him as a guy that is a lock long term, is a lock value of that franchise tag that he could or may or may not receive.
You don't necessarily think he's a dominant player. Am I overstating
no,
that?
No, you're not at all. I just, the more we dig through this and the more we talk about this franchise tag, I would not be disappointed if they didn't sign him long term and if the franchise tag didn't work out.
I think he's expendable.
I think he's expendable. I think he's replaceable. I think he's a guy. Again, when you're talking about franchise tag money, when you're talking $16, $17, $20 million a year, I don't see a guy that's mentioned in the same category as some of the other franchise tag defensive ends.
I always respect Clint's opinion, but I feel like he's making more of a case for them to franchise tag them and not lock him up long term. I actually think everything he's saying you can make a case for, but I think he's making more of a case of the long-term thing instead of the franchise tag. I think everything he said is the reason why they should franchise tag him.
Well, that's what they actually is the reason that shout out to my guy Clint Sterner, because I think that ties in with my big statement, my big opinion that Clowney should just embrace this thing. You know, he absolutely should say, "You know what? You're going to pay me average of top 5? I'm in." Because Clint Sterner thinks that. He watches a lot of football, he watches a lot of tape. And others think that, too.
Dude, let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Because I just threw up in my mouth. I'm going back to this Robert Kraft thing.
Yeah, we have to.
I'm going back to this. We make fun of the Patriots a lot for using the us against the world thing. Surely this won't turn into an us against the world thing. Surely, of all the things, they did it with the Deflategate. They did it with the cameras. They do it all the time whenever someone somewhat questions them. Surely this isn't going to be a new Patriot rallying cry where they're going to rally around their perverted little owner.
They might try to, but it won't work. Not this time. Not this time. Investigators say Kraft was, quote, a regular visitor to the Orchid Spa, and that there is video of Robert Kraft inside the spa. Oh, my goodness.
Combine 4 days away. Dwayne Haskins will throw. Kyler Murray still hasn't committed as to whether or not he's going to throw up. Again, 4 days away. His pro day is actually 17 days from now when free agency starts, or actually 19 days. He's doing on the official day of free agency. So we know Haskins will throw, but there's no word yet on if Kyler Murray will.
Haskins is the best quarterback in this draft, pro-style quarterback in this draft. Why is nobody talking about Haskins?
Well, Stephen A. did. Stephen A. said he was more of a runner than a thrower.
Well, that actually ties into what my point is. People are just sleeping on him.
He's the most talented quarterback Urban Meyer's ever had.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I
he
mean,
really
Clint
is.
Sterner agree with it. I mean, mm-hmm. Alex Smith and this guy are the most NFL-ready quarterbacks that Urban Meyer's ever had, which says a lot because he recruits at an extremely high level. Safety market keeps getting stronger. Landon Collins on Wednesday was informed by the Giants that he won't be back. The Saints cut Kurt Coleman, their safety, yesterday after 1 year, which means the Honey Badger, who's a legend in those parts, could potentially be a target for not only the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the San Francisco 49ers and Green Bay Packers. New Orleans could also be on the list. He responded as soon as the cut was made and said this, quote, LOL, mess around and have them bums covering pass plays. They trying to cap the DB market, huh?
So anyone other than the Honey Badger is a bum? Is that what he's saying?
He's basically just saying they're trying to cap the DB market where there's just going to be I don't understand
well,
what exactly
they
he's
are.
Saying, yeah. But that's what the Honey Badger said. And quite honestly, I don't understand a lot of things that the Honey Badger says in regards to social media.
Yeah, look, but to be fair to him, he's negotiating. I mean, he's throwing stuff out there that's trying to help his cause. I get it.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, Robert Kraft, busted for prostitution. That's not fake news. That's real news. Robert Kraft busted for prostitution. John Lopez had an interesting theory on it as well. You said that there's somebody that's happy about this. Who the hell could be happy about this, John?
I mean, again, I'm just being honest. He's going to deny it. He's going to say that he's shocked. He's going to obviously face a lot of questions about it. By the way, every Patriots player, every Patriots, anyone involved in the organization is going to be facing multiple questions about this just day after day.
What if they
day.
Find out Belichick was going with him?
Oh, my God.
That would make my life.
But you ask me who's happy about this in their heart, though they won't admit it, Roger Goodell. Guaranteed.
Why is that?
Why do you think? Why do you think?
Why?
Deflategate, all the video stuff.
Deflategate.
All the things that he has been. He couldn't even show his face in New England. He couldn't even
Robert Kraft has released a statement. We categorically deny that Robert Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting any further. So, no surprise, a billionaire that can get any lawyer he wants is challenging the charges. That's what Robert Kraft is going to do. So he has released a statement.
Let's go to the videotape.
Says he's innocent. Let's go to the tape.
That's the thing. This tape is freedom of information, man, because this is a surveillance tape and body cam tape that media outlets can, and I guarantee you will, request.
Should we even go to a Case Keenum story right now?
Go quick, real quick.
All right, let's go to a Case Keenum story. Case Keenum, the Broncos traded for Joe Flacco. Case Keenum was on the Jason Romano Sports Spectrum podcast, and he was asked about his feelings as soon as the Flacco trade was made. This is Case Keenum.
Yeah, so Elway called me that morning, and, we had a great conversation. So, which he didn't have to do, and I appreciated that. I was definitely shocked. It was a surprise for us, and I think probably for the first, day or so, that's kind of what it was. But, for us, we're definitely disappointed. It's not something we wanted to happen. I know that, everybody's doing their job, and John feels like that was a chance for him to help the Broncos out. So, it's another chapter in our lives, and we're gonna roll with it. We're gonna approach this like I do everything in my entire life. And, that it's not by accident this has happened, and it's just another chapter and another opportunity to overcome some adversity in my life.
Case Keenum, I'm sorry.
Loophole Jim had an interesting theory on this Robert Kraft thing as well.
What's that?
You sure you want to hear it?
Well, you're smiling. Is it a smart ass comment?
You didn't say yes or no. Do you want to hear it or not?
Yes.
He said there's a lesson to be learned from this Robert Kraft thing.
And that is?
If you want to have a creepy massage parlor, just do it in your own house.
I co-sign that 100%. I co-sign that 100%. This is why you do it. And I'm not worth $6 billion.
Rockets lose to the Lakers last night, 111-106. They blow a 19-point lead along the way. Scott Foster was the official. The Rockets are now 0-7 when Scott Foster officiates game. By the way, in case you're wondering, James Harden did score 30 points before fouling out. But after the game, all the Rockets wanted to talk about was Scott Foster. Here's Chris Paul, and we're going to hear from James Harden right after that.
I mean, I don't know what else to do. You know what I mean? And met with the league with him before and all this stuff. I don't know what else to do.
You feel like there is a personal?
I just don't know what else to do. You know what I mean? Just keep playing. I don't know what else to do.
Here's James Harden.
It's one of those things where I never really talk about officiating or anything like that, but just rude and arrogant. I mean, you aren't able to talk to him throughout the course of a game. It's one of those things where you can't voice your opinion. You can't have a conversation with someone that's officiating the game, and it's pretty sad. In the Western Conference Finals, I think he officiated a couple of our games, and it's lingering. It has to be looked at, for sure.
You feel like it's a personal issue?
Yeah, for sure. For sure it's personal. For sure. Like, I don't think he should be able to even, officiate our games anymore, honestly.
All right, he's going to get fined too, but here's the thing about the complaint. Maybe there's something to it. I don't know. I mean, I could go either way on that. Maybe there's something to it.
It just never.
I mean, you lost two games to the Warriors.
You blew a ninth. Yeah, two of those losses were to the Warriors in the
last
playoffs.
Last year, you lost to the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. I'm not going to blame that purely
on Scott Foster.
Especially when one of the games Chris Paul didn't play.
Right. Yeah, so you're blaming that on Scott Foster? Here's the other thing about the referee, Scott Foster. You blew a 19-point lead. If he made calls that went directly to a 19-point swing, then he's probably on the take, and he did not make those calls. Do you want to know if authorities in Florida have video of Robert Kraft engaged in the act?
What do you think? Yes.
I'll tell you next.
You're going to tell us next? All right, keep it locked here. We'll have it. We'll have that in 10 minutes. But before we do that, we still got time. Why are you teasing this early?
I thought you were ready to go.
Yeah, you're teasing this early.
I was reading your mind.
Just tell us. Just tell the people the news now.
Martin County Sheriff says the women involved.
He did a tease like 5 minutes early.
It was a minute. It's 51.
Why are you so hot and bothered by this Robert Kraft?
It's 51. Usually break at 53.
Man, don't tell the people my game plan.
According to Perry Russum of NBC 10 in Boston, police in South Florida say they have video of Kraft participating in the act.
Oh, no.
Police say he was driven to the parlor. Police say they're working on a warrant for his arrest. And, of course, they are stunned like everyone. But they have video of reportedly Kraft participating in the act. Here's one more part of this, all right? Martin County Sheriff says the women involved in the human trafficking ring were given no days off. They averaged.
That's the Patriot way. That's the Patriot
do
life.
Your job.
No days off.
Just do your
Bill Belichick, no days off.
I hadn't thought
find
of that.
Find it, Vicky.
I hadn't thought of that.
No, my God.
I hadn't thought of that.
B-E-L-I-C-H. Oh, my God.
I just thought of that.
Hey, is this real?
This is real. This
they
is
were given no days off.
This is real.
Hold on. Take it away, Belichick.
No days off. 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 Go Pats!
Maybe you talk about profound.
Oh my God.
You talk about profound. I'd completely forgot about that.
God. Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Read that again.
Oh, but there's another part to it, too.
You were kidding.
All right, here we go. There's another part to it.
They were given no days off.
Martin
Where
County,
is this from?
Perry Russum, NBC 10 in Boston. Martin County Sheriff says the women involved in human trafficking ring were given no days off.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the other part. They averaged.
Oh, my gosh.
The prostitutes each averaged about 1,500 men a year.
I'm telling you, his girl's making him get tested.
1,500 men a year. Quote, the hygiene was minimal at best. What in the world? This is a quote. The hygiene was minimal at best. No days off. 1,500 men a year. The hygiene was, quote, minimal at best.
No days off.
I truly don't know whether to laugh or cry right now.
Oh,
sound like the Patriots way.
It is the Patriots way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I'm going to try to keep this together. We'll hear from the cops that are charging Robert Kraft. Happy Friday to you. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.